Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, boy.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider as well as lead Lakers content creator for Offside, joined on this fine, kind of like too quiet, right? Monday afternoon. I'm just realizing I didn't tell anybody I was going live, so I'm just going to throw the link out there and see who takes that bait. But yeah, no, today's show is going to be a good one in that we have a ton to talk about as we are now officially in the NBA's offseason. The Knicks won the championship. They beat the San Antonio Spurs. And I have some thoughts on that series and the way that that played out and what I think the league would be smart to learn from it. We will talk about the initial window that the Lakers have to negotiate with their free agents to be. We will talk about the draft as it is coming up and how it seems the Lakers are approaching the draft. I also want to talk about the kind of main domino that needs to fall this summer before we really see activity pick up around the league, that being the Giannis trade and the role that the Lakers might play in it. Just kind of generally speaking, we'll talk also obviously about LeBron's situation, Austin's situation, and we will talk about whatever it is that you guys want to talk about as you guys leave us questions and comments over the course of the show. A reminder, as always, please hit like and subscribe on this here channel. Turn on notifications for the channel as well as for YouTube so you get the notifications for the channel. And then if you guys are listening to the show in the morning via podcast, please subscribe wherever you get those, preferably on Odyssey, but it all works for me. And today's show, as always, is brought to you in video form by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA, make a $5 lineup, use the promo code, get $50 worth of free lineups on Prize Picks. I used it earlier today and placed a friendly little wager or a friendly little, you know, I picked the Spanish national team to beat Cape Verde. And yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we'll go ahead and dive on in. Starting with the Knicks beating the San Antonio Spurs, and what I am, one of the lessons that I am taking away from it. So Knicks beat the Spurs in five. Yet another late game collapse from the San Antonio Spurs in that one. Crazy stat that I saw over the weekend that apparently the Spurs led for 72% of that series, yet lost in five. That is crazy and would drive me batshit if I were a Spurs fan. The thing that I took away from, you know, the Spurs kind of offensive ceiling and the issues that they have is that they're really, really young and their veterans are not like at the standard that they need to be, right? You had, you know, you have like Keldon Johnson, who's a veteran now on that team. He was pretty bad in that series. De'Aaron Fox was abysmal for that series. Harrison Barnes was barely able to play. Luke Kornet, you know, was Luke Kornet. And that basically meant that like Victor Wembanyama and Dylan Harper and Steph Castle needed to grow up a lot faster than they were able to. And it didn't work out for them. I still come back to with Victor Wembanyama, him not having a go-to move is just a very detrimental thing that the Spurs weren't able to overcome. And until he adds that to his game and is able to kind of on his own create a good look for the Spurs, their offense is going to have a bit of a ceiling on it, especially late. And, you know, this is now the time to take advantage of those shortcomings and holes in this game. And, you know, seeing as the Lakers have a guy in his absolute prime, the peak of his powers, it all kind of should signify to the should signal, that is, to the Lakers front office and organization that now is the time. There is no more transaction cycles that you can afford to kick the can on. And if they aren't able to reconfigure this roster to such an extent that the Lakers can viably compete for a championship, well, then it's time to bring in people to your front office who can. And I really think that, you know, one of the lessons that I took from this is, you know, you look at the Knicks, Mikal Bridges even said it after the game, right? He even said, like, fuck them picks when he was asked about the return on investment that the Knicks were able to get from trading for him and trading for OG Anunoby and you know, signing Jalen Brunson and trading for Cat and doing everything that they have done, you know, to build out this roster in the amount of time that it took to build out this roster. And it's just, you know, to me, it really the number one thing that I'm taking from this is the Knicks, that there was no like, oh man, should we really kind of focus on the future as well as the now? No, like they were desperate to capitalize on this window that Leon Rose has created for them. And when they figured out that Tom Thibodeau, somebody who played a pivotal role in changing that organization's culture, when they figured out, or when they decided that he was putting a ceiling on what they could possibly be, especially in the postseason, they ripped the Band-Aid there and said, nope, we have to bring in somebody who will, you know, to a greater extent, maximize this roster.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
And they decided that person was Mike Brown. They were right. They win a championship. And, you know, I think in this era where windows are just blink of an eye quick, and when, you know, these postseason runs are often so thoroughly dictated by matchups and injury concerns and you know, just a lot of luck, it's about maximizing the things that you can control for the now and then dealing with the future whenever it comes time to deal with the future. And those teams that are not fully in on winning a championship that year, they put themselves at a real disadvantage when they're competing against teams that are, right? And I think this is part of why we have seen so much parity. We haven't had a repeat champion, right, in going on a decade now. And I think it's not a coincidence. Like, even going into next season, who's going to pick the Knicks to win a championship next season? I don't think very many people would, right? And they're a team that really is going for it. So with the Lakers and what they're looking to do now, and I'm you know, it's very, very clear that if the Lakers want to give themselves a shot at this thing, it's going to take 100% commitment to Luka Doncic's window. And that window, by the way, is now, not maybe this deadline or maybe next summer, maybe this, maybe that. No more maybe nonsense bullshit. No, it is go for it now. And that is what I took from the Knicks winning their championship. Congrats to the city of New York. The clips and videos that I saw from that were incredible. All right, let's go ahead and dive on into some of the stuff that I have been hearing, some of the reports that are out there, right? Try to throw all this together to try to paint you guys a picture of what the offseason looks like right now. And right now, the focus for every single team around the league is Giannis's impending trade availability or current status of being available on the trade market, and the negotiations that are taking place between the Bucks and Miami and the Celtics in Minnesota, and the Lakers are involved, the Warriors involved. There are just countless conversations that are going on right now. And, you know, obviously you have the draft coming up. So you have teams that are very, very focused, especially those teams that are atop the lottery and atop the draft board. You have teams that are obviously focused on that more so than this Milwaukee stuff. But for every team that is interested in winning a championship in the next few years, they are all very, very focused or at least keyed in on how things are going here with Giannis. And I found it interesting over the weekend, did a lot of digging about this. And I saw Iztok Franco kind of asked this question. Oh, I lost it. So, but to basically paraphrase Iztok, you know, there was talk at the deadline at, the Lakers were in on Giannis, and that Giannis might have interest in playing for the Lakers. And now we arrive at Giannis's, you know, probably soonish actual acquisition by some team. And the Lakers just haven't figured in to what's going on there as far as the reporting about it has gone. And, you know, I asked about this over the weekend and, got no like hardline answer on this. And part of the part of what's going on here is a lot of people just haven't been able to nail down what it is Giannis actually wants. And if they do eventually nail down what it is Giannis actually wants, he changes his mind a lot. And this is a major decision for his career here moving forward, for his life here moving forward. And, you know, if he, where he winds up is going to just immensely impact him and his family and his career and his image and his perception and his brand. And as such, some days he wakes up and he feels like, I want this. Some days he wakes up and he feels like, I want that. And he has made it known to Milwaukee some of the things that he is kind of looking for. He's made it known to some of these teams, and his camp has made it known to some of these teams what it is he is looking for here moving forward. And that's a moving target. And that's kind of the difficulty that we have run into on these Giannis trade talks and trade requests or trade demands. He has been undecided on whether he wants to trade for a couple of years. He has been unclear on how, if he does want a trade, how he wants to make it known that he wants a trade. He is very aware of the impact of a trade request to his perception and his standing in the city of Milwaukee. And that is another factor here that's kind of going on. And the Bucks also, like, they don't want to trade the best player they have had since Kareem with anything other than the most leverage they could possibly have. And until Giannis comes out and specifically states and clearly, explicitly states, I'm not coming back here next year. I demand that you trade me right now. Here's a list of teams that I am looking for. Here's a shorter list of teams that I would re-sign with or extend with. There, that is going to set my market. Until those factors are in play, Milwaukee is going to take their time and make sure they can get themselves the best offer that they can possibly get. And right now, the offer that seems to be the baseline for Milwaukee is whatever they could get from Miami, right? Whether it's Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez and Khalil Ware and whatever picks they can send over, that's kind of the starting point for Milwaukee. Milwaukee clearly isn't over the moon on that trade package. So they're trying to see if Boston wants to get more involved with Jaylen Brown's name being one that comes up really frequently in those negotiations. They want to see if Minnesota gets involved, and would they put Jaden McDaniels on the table for Giannis here? Would they put Naz Reid? Would they put Rudy Gobert on the table? Can a third team get involved here who would be interested in a Rudy Gobert or in a Tyler Hero or in a Jaylen Brown as well, you know? And you know, they just Milwaukee knows that trade offer is there and isn't going anywhere. So they're going to take their time, and this is probably going to go up right up until draft day. For the Lakers, if they're going to be involved, their involvement almost has to take place on draft day. And that is another factor here for Milwaukee. So how this is going to play out, I don't quite know. I do sense a little bit less confidence from the Lakers and their chances at landing Giannis this summer compared to the way that they were kind of talking about it closer to the deadline. But I also think that confidence waxes and wanes with every new whisper that comes out about what Giannis is looking for. So, yeah, until he's actually traded, I think this is going to be a situation that once again kind of drags out a little bit. You know, whether it's, you know, there, whether the Lakers' involvement in this is landing Giannis or landing one of the players that gets moved here. And, you know, if Milwaukee is more interested in financial flexibility than a player like Tyler Hero or Hawkes, who is on the verge of getting paid again, the Lakers are looking to either land Giannis or facilitate the trade and take somebody into their cap space, which, by the way, you know, they're moving as if cap space is something that they can use as a tool, is a bit of a tell on how they feel about LeBron and how they feel about Rui and some of the guys who could opt in or out. But yeah, the Giannis thing is the first domino. And then from there you got the draft and, you know, I guess we should probably talk about how the Lakers are approaching said draft.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years. 3 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
The main thing that I keep hearing as far as the Lakers' approach to the draft here is flexibility. And they are working guys out. They have some player archetypes that they would like to acquire with the 25th pick if it is something that they use. But they also understand that, you know, this team needs to take a couple real tangible steps forward here. And if they are going to do that, that 25th pick might become very handy. So that is something that you know, they've had conversations with teams around the league to see what the return on a trade involving that 25th pick could be. I have heard that they have spoken to, you know, as an example, the Utah Jazz about Walker Kessler. Now, they've been in talks with Utah about Walker Kessler for about as long as my son has been around here. So, you know, take that with whatever grain of salt that you want to. But they are interested in acquiring a bona fide starting center. I do get the sense that they would like for that center to be, you know, at, you know, basically on Luka Doncic's timeline or just like slightly younger than that, so that big could improve by way of Luka and by way of his own natural development. So that is something that, you know, that Walker Kessler also checks as a box as well. There is some concern about Walker's health status and how frequently he finds himself on the injured list. I would maybe push back on that a little bit and say that Utah has, you know, literally been fined for, you know, guys' availability and their efforts for tanking. So I would maybe hit, you know, pause or at least slow down on some of the concern about Walker Kessler. He missed basically all of last year with a shoulder surgery. And that is something that, you know, could, I guess, affect his like ability to shoot or something like that. But that's not really what he brings to the table anyway. I do think that the Lakers have taken into account the possibility of, you know, making an offer to one of the key restricted free agents out there. Most notably Kessler or Peyton Watson. I think the Lakers like the idea of making life a little bit more difficult on, you know, the one of those two teams with whatever offer that they make. They do also understand that there's risk involved there, and that in order to make that offer to one of those two guys, they would have to renounce LeBron and potentially also renounce Rui Hachimura, which if you make that offer and you renounce those guys to make that offer, and then Utah or Denver just matches and isn't interested in playing ball in moving one of their other guys to make that, you know, that offer sheet more feasible, then the Lakers would just be kind of sort of screwed. And that's something that they would like to avoid as well. So you have that going on. The other thing as far as the draft goes is I would not be surprised at all if the Lakers looked to add another second rounder for this upcoming draft as well. I have found it a a little odd that the Lakers, you know, made that big to do over hiring an assistant GM to be in charge of the draft. And now here we sit less than a couple of weeks from the draft and they don't have that position filled. That doesn't signal to me that that process is going exactly as they would like it to go. So I would probably look for that position to be filled in short order as well. Once we see who they kind of hire there, maybe we get a better understanding of what that assistant GM would be tasked with doing. This upcoming draft here for the Lakers, the theme going into it, as has been basically the theme for a lot of what they have done over the years, is guess what? Optionality. I'm going to go throw up. All right, let's talk about some of the guys who the Lakers are in negotiations with, right, to bring back during this window that they can have those negotiations. I would also point out before we talk about like this window specifically, but these conversations can date way back, right? And in like LeBron's case, I saw that Rich Paul said that he and LeBron haven't spoken about, you know, whatever plan that they have. And Rich Paul knows that like roughly a third of the team would be interested in having LeBron, you know, tomorrow or whatever it was that he said. I have heard that the Lakers and LeBron's camp have had conversations, not just during this window or the immediate run up to this window, but they have had some conversations about, you know, various numbers that LeBron could sign at and the impact that that would have on the roster that the Lakers could build around it. I guess I should have said this earlier, but one of my main takeaways also from, you know, the Knicks winning their championship is the advantage that, you know, pay cuts give to their teams. And I don't want to enter the business of telling guys that they'd better take a pay cut if they want to compete for a championship. But, and this is why the players union kind of rolls their eyes anytime a player does take a pay cut, like Jalen Brunson did, it like that applies inherent pressure to every other star or superstar in the league to do just that. Because if like next year, if like Austin Reeves gets the kind of number that has been thrown out there, which like is nearing or even exceeds the 40s, well, he might be paid, I think, the same amount or if not more than Jalen Brunson contract. So next year, Jalen Brunson is going to be on the books for $37.7 million next year. And if Austin is on the Lakers books for $47 million next year, well, then the Lakers, just as a starting point, would be at a huge disadvantage, seeing as the Knicks would be paying the finals MVP $10 million less per year than the Lakers would be paying Austin Reeves, who like missed the first round of this year's playoffs and has some postseason questions of his own. So, I don't like basically, you know, using this platform to tell guys to take less. I'm not explicitly saying that. I am just stating a factual accuracy here in saying that so long as any superstar takes less, any team that has a superstar who takes their full max would find themselves at a bit of a disadvantage to that team whose superstar took a bit of a pay cut. And I wish that the CBA wasn't built in this way, and I wish that the owners hadn't got this huge win over the players union, that led to this CBA. But this is just the reality of the situation. So, you know, kind of talking, bringing this conversation back to the guys who the Lakers are currently negotiating with, LeBron, Austin, Rui, you know, it does kind of, it is worth mentioning that one of the things that Rob Pelinka is probably going to have to say to all of those guys is, look, here is what you probably feel like you're worth. Here is the impact that this would have on this roster. Here is what we would like to do if you do come in at a number lower than you were maybe looking for going into these negotiations. And you're just going to have to trust that I put that money to proper use. And part of the reason that LeBron hasn't been interested in taking that pay cut to potentially help the Lakers build a better roster around him is that he doesn't necessarily trust that Rob Pelinka can actually put that money to the kind of use that he would take a pay cut for. And that has played a role in some of those conversations as well here. So like part of this also is it's on Rob to be able to very clearly explain what it is he would plan to do with the money that he would, you know, stand to benefit from if guys take a little bit less, take a bit of a haircut here. It's an awkward conversation. It's not one that I enjoy having, but it's one that the Lakers are going to have. And we'll see how those conversations go.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I was just really quickly scanning through the comments here. I sound okay, right? The last time that I recorded a show, we had those audio issues, but I believe I don't see any comments here about the volume. So I think we're okay. I don't know why you guys are saying. Anthony, please make it clear that Brunson did not actually take a straight up discount. That is spreading false info and creates a disingenuous narrative. Brunson's max was up here. He took a contract down here. And this was, by the way, the max. Like, this wasn't even the max that the Mavericks could pay him. This was the max that another team could pay him, which is below the max that Dallas could have paid him. So yeah, I don't know why you would push back against the notion that, like, Brunson isn't making every dollar that he could possibly make. And you compare that to how these conversations have gone about LeBron's upcoming contract and even the one that LeBron played on last year, or the number that, like, Austin could potentially make compared to the number that would stand to benefit the Lakers. Like, whether you want to whether you don't like the narrative or not, that doesn't change anything. Brunson is not making the most money that he could possibly make. He took a huge pay cut compared to what it would normally take a team signing a free agent away. The Knicks literally, I think, gave up a second rounder and were fined for tampering during the process that led to Jalen Brunson taking this number. It honestly is probably worth one of Pablo Torre's podcast series to see what's going on there and why it was Brunson was willing to take that much less. I apologize if you don't like the narrative, but that's the truth. Now, as far as, like, all right, so heard over the weekend that LeBron and the Lakers have had conversations about numbers. Heard over the weekend that the Lakers and Reeves' camp have had conversations, productive ones. The anticipation is that Reeves is going to be back. At what number, I couldn't tell you. But he is, I would be pretty surprised if Austin Reeves isn't a Laker next year. There is a lot less clarity on the LeBron aspect of this. And part of that issue is that the Lakers would like to open up cap space as quickly as they can. And they would like to have that cap space going into, like, the run up to the draft, so that they can have more real conversations about, you know, what type of player they would trade for into their cap space. As a result of that, they could potentially have to renounce LeBron James. And one of the questions that I asked over the weekend that I wasn't able to get the kind of clarity I was hoping for, but I asked if LeBron and his camp would, like, take it personally that the Lakers would renounce his rights, and would renouncing LeBron's rights basically mean that he is gone. I wasn't told yes, but I also wasn't told no. And that leaves me in kind of an awkward spot. I still have to get obviously a lot more clarity on that front. But again, this is one of those spots where Rob Pelinka would have to have a productive conversation with LeBron, explain to him what he would be looking to do with the space that they would be opening up, what kind of roster LeBron would be re-signing to play on, depending on whatever number it is that LeBron lands at. And, I think it's worth noting here that this potential plan of letting LeBron walk, bringing back Austin, maybe signing a center to like the $20 million range, the Lakers would be worse next year than they were last year under the, if that is how this offseason plays out. And for a team that has Luka Doncic entering his prime, if that is how this critical offseason plays out, once again, I go back to, all right, that is the best pitch that Rob Pelinka could throw. Let's go out and get a better pitcher. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. So I we'll see what numbers all of these guys come back at. The Lakers are also interested in bringing back Rui, and they're it seems to me that like if LeBron walks, then I would probably bank on Rui being back as the team's starting power forward in LeBron's place. And again, you know, if that's a team that you bring back next year at a time where you're trying to maximize a window, letting LeBron walk as a free agent and getting better after that transaction window is fraught, is what I will say. It is not how I would like to see this offseason go. So, I hope that isn't how this plays out. I hope that LeBron and the Lakers and Clutch and the Lakers can come to terms on a deal that makes sense for both sides. I actually think it makes a lot of sense for the Lakers and LeBron to very quickly agree to terms on like a 2-year, $40 to $45 million contract. Maybe even with a player option for that second year if LeBron does decide to hang him up. But I think for, you know, what the Lakers would are looking to do, which is create cap space, that is one way that you can keep LeBron, eliminate that drama. You would be paying LeBron more than Golden State can, or like New York or Cleveland can pay him. And that way you get that kind of taken care of with enough time to adjust the rest of your offseason there. But you know, you also by doing that, limit what you can do in terms of cap space there. And like, if you sign LeBron to that number, I think you pretty much like solidify Rui is gone. Unless he is willing to come back at like, you know, the mid-level exception for multiple years or something like that after the Lakers renounce his free agency rights. But you know, like if anything, if there's one thing that like this free, you know, quick and brief free agency and offseason primer should teach you, and whether it's this one, whether it's one you listen to from Jovan, whether it's one you listen to from the LFR guys, you know, I think one thing that we all would want to, you know, hammer home here in these conversations is the Lakers left themselves a lot of work to do, and to have the kind of offseason that the Lakers have to have, their margin for error, that path that they have to walk, is razor thin. So, you know, good luck to those involved. I'm a little nervous. Let's see. I'm supposed to get off the air here relatively quickly. Jen called me and I need to start cooking. So I am going to dive on into some of your guys' questions, and then I'll as we get closer to the draft and stuff like that, I'll host a proper mailbag episode. We got super comments here, which means we get to play the most important sound on the show. Fuck Washington! All right, Chad Green, 7624, writes, sign and trade Rui to the Magic for Suggs. What are your thoughts? So the Lakers in this case would be taking Suggs into their cap space. You probably have to give up more beyond Rui, so probably giving up a first rounder here in this one, in this case. I don't hate it. I think if you're going to acquire a player like Suggs, I would rather just open up whatever cap space I have to. You're essentially trading Rui in this case anyway, but I would renounce Rui's rights, open up as much cap space as I can, and commit to signing Ayo Dosunmu away from Minnesota. That gives you flexibility in case you can't come to terms with Austin on a deal that you can work with moving forward, or that you can move moving forward if you have to. I really like the fit of IU with Luka. He is, he shot the ball really well last year and is a very solid point of attack defender, good athlete, all that stuff. I also like the idea of having Dosunmu and Luka and Austin, if that's the route that you go here. And in this case, if somehow, some way, Marcus Smart opts in to the contract that he has next year, then I think that solidifies a really fun guard room. That's one thing that I would probably look to do here as well. It's probably going to cost you north of $20 million a year, and you would be rooting, I think, in this case, for Minnesota to trade for Giannis and hope that those efforts kind of distract from IU's potential departure. Also, if they trade for Giannis, that is a very expensive team. So either, like, if they trade for Giannis, I think in this case you would hope to either land like Gobert or Naz Reid or Dosunmu via free agency. But I like Dosunmu is the guy that I find myself like going back to the most in free agency, where it's like he's unrestricted. The Minnesota has other things on their docket. They are up against what those owners are kind of willing to pay for that roster. Can you kind of take advantage of the situation? He also fills a position of dire need in terms of perimeter defense, and he could, maybe improve your leverage with a guy like Austin. You could also sign Austin later in the offseason after you use the cap space on Dosunmu, and you can go above the cap to re-sign Austin here. Acquiring Dosunmu this way doesn't hard cap you to the first or second aprons or anything like that. So yeah, Dosunmu is probably the guy that I find myself most interested in here. Suggs provides some of the same stuff, not quite the shooter, better defender, a lot better defender. Suggs is one of the best perimeter defenders out there in the league, has had quite the injury history also, though, so that would make me a little nervous. I probably lean Dosunmu over Suggs if I had to choose one over the two. Let's see. The next question here comes from Ryan Lucas. Sounds like Turner and one of Brown or Cam is LA's outcome. I don't think their outcome is anywhere near solidified right now. There is so much up in the air. Like, we will not know what the offseason looks like, or could even start to look like, until Giannis is traded or Milwaukee makes the decision to pull him from the trade block and just goes into next season with Giannis on the team. Like, that is also technically on the table here still. I think Wendy talked about that earlier today. I do think that it's probably likelier that Giannis is traded. And once he is traded, I think Miles Turner will either be included in that trade or moved shortly thereafter. And he is somebody who I would be interested in if I were the Lakers. I do get the sense that Denver is kind of bracing for losing one of those core pieces, whether it's Christian Brown or Cam Johnson or Aaron Gordon or Jamal Murray, because Peyton Watson would push them into the luxury tax, and their ownership is cheap there. So if I had my choice of all of those guys, I would probably prefer Gordon, even though I'm very nervous about his injury status moving forward. And then, you know, if you're like, if you land Aaron Gordon, do you also then need to acquire a Miles Turner? I don't know. But yeah, we'll, I basically, Ryan, I'm sorry that this is such a vague answer. It's so early in the off season. I don't think we can say that like there is a likeliest outcome here with the Lakers. Like the likeliest outcome technically would probably be a roster that looks somewhat similar to last year's roster. But I think the Lakers are also very aware of like the disinterest in that roster that exists within the fan base. And I think they're working really hard to make sure that that isn't the likeliest outcome, but they also aren't going to hurt their chances at making a better roster out of the desperation for change, even though their stance on LeBron so far screams of doing just that. Let's see. Next question here that we can, or that I'll answer. All right. I think, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and run. My wife has now called me 3 times, which means I'm in deep shit. So, what I'm going to do for these off-season shows is they're going to be somewhat shorter than usual, unless I have a guest who wants to go a little bit longer. But they're going to be somewhat shorter, and they're probably going to be more frequent because we're going to have so much information coming in. So I also have some meetings lined up to kind of figure out, you know, what is you know, coming next for some of my content. And once I get some more clarity there, you guys will know about it. But yeah, right now the plan is, you know, the usual daily shows, and, you know, breaking them up the way that I normally do, but I, you know, they are going to be a little bit shorter than usual, just because I anticipate recording quite a few like breaking news or report, or this is what I'm hearing type episodes. So we'll move forward that way. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Make somebody else's, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.